future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, so let's get down to business. Today's Wednesday, the 13th of December, 2017. Bitcoin is currently trading at $16,976, down 1% the last 24 hours. Ethereum is currently trading at $655, up 24%. In the last 24 hours, Litecoin is currently trading at $301, up 24%, and Dash is currently $884, up 14%. Today's show is going to have a slightly different format. We're proud to announce we have the CEO of Talk TV, Fabrizio, with us today. So without a second's doubt, let's get into the interview and we'll catch up after. So on today's show, we have the CEO of Talk TV, Fabrizio. How's it going?
Very well. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for making me onto the show. Fabrizio, would you be so kind to give us a quick high-level overview of Talk TV and what you guys are trying to do?
Talk TV is a Silicon Valley company that is the number one social network in sports. We power the social conversation on the mobile apps of Barcelona, Real Madrid, Juventus, Paris Saint-Germain, Tottenham, and a lot of other teams and leagues, including the Los Angeles Clippers. So not just football, but also basketball. We have 25 million users using the platform. And now we are envisioning our next step, which is the goal is to build a television on the blockchain.
Fantastic. And what is the background to the project? I mean, what brought you or motivated you or inspired you to begin this journey?
Yeah, Talk TV was born by a personal need. I live in Silicon Valley. I've lived there 20 years ago. And 20 years ago, when I was in Italy, I'm a Juventus fan. So I would watch every game of Juventus with my brother, my friends. And when I moved to Silicon Valley, I started watching a lot of TV by myself. And I found that watching sports alone is really depressing. And so I started thinking, how can I make it better? So I acquired a dog so we could watch it together. And I could shake him, but it wasn't really the thing. So the next step, because I'm an engineer, I build four companies. And I usually, when I have a problem, I try to solve it myself. I started working on a platform that would allow me to watch TV and in parallel talk to my friends while I watch the game. So a video on TV and a voice platform on the device through Wi-Fi, so not using the cellular network, that would allow me to just do what I do normally, which is yelling at the referee and not be forced to type while I watch a game. And we started with, you know, baseball, then we did it for American football, and then eventually we got a call from Juventus. Of all the teams on the planet, my team said, can you build this for us? And we built Juventus Live, which was the first app launched by Juventus and powered by Talk TV. It would allow the Juventus fans to talk to each other while they watch the game. And that was a great success with high retention, people coming back every month. So we took that technology, we shrank that down to what we call a social button that was then integrated into Barcelona, Real Madrid, and Paris Saint-Germain. And that's sort of the history of how we got to where we are now.
Awesome. And I know because I've been on the Real Madrid app, and when you go onto the app, just for any listeners out there, you actually see the Talk TV logo at the bottom, which gives you the ability. So this is all set up at the minute, right?
Correct. It gives you the ability to talk to your friends, take a pictures with them, even if you are far apart, even see them when there is a goal, because you can shake the device and all of a sudden you can see your friends. It allows you to play sounds, chants from the fans. It allows you to talk to a chat bot that knows everything about your football club, every game ever played, every player. So it's a full social platform that is targeted to fans that wanted to just not be alone in front of the TV.
And you also have the highlight reel. That's correct, right? So say if you
only
have 5
minutes.
Yeah,
that's part of the future. And so we started as a social platform. And then because we ended up in China, one of our investors, we raised $5 million of Series A in 2015, told us that we needed to go to China because football in China was exploding. So we ended up there finding a partner, being integrated into the club apps of Beijing One, Shanghai Shenhua, Tianjin Teda, the Chinese Super League. And we realized at that point that for that market in particular, because of the time difference, a Champions League game that in Europe is at 8:45, in China is at 2:45 a.m. So the probability of them watching the game live is not very high. And so we started working at building tools to allow them to see the game, you know, after the match. So when they wake up at 6 and 7 a.m. and try to build what we call smart highlights. There are sort of highlights that adapt depending on how much time you have. So that depending if you have 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes getting on a train, on the subway, you are able to watch the entire game in that period you have. You might have 70 minutes. I'll show you the entire game, including all the moments where the ball goes up.
And within that as well, you can see where exactly when in the game people had a red card, a yellow card, or people had a goal. And you can also see your favorite players. That for me, is the coolest part.
Once you have artificial intelligence taking a game and chopping it in small pieces, then from one side you can build a highlight depending on the time people have, but then you can go into detail and see, you know, just your player, just every corner kick, every foul, every yellow card. So it's actually pretty powerful. It makes it even better than a live event for those that live, you know, we'll say, you know, east of India or even in the U.S. My games are 11:45 a.m., and on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, most of the people are working. So, and then I think the highlights, in a way, are the easier way for kids to consume this kind of content, because my daughter will not be able to stay in the same chair for 90 minutes. She wants the 3-4 minutes.
Awesome. And Fabrizio, what is your long-term vision with Talk TV? Where do you see it in 5 to 10 years, let's say?
Yeah, so, you know, I built my first company in 93. It was the first web company in Italy called Internet Graffiti. And I built a company called Funambul just at the beginning of mobile in 2002 and raised money for it and grew. And it's the leading platform in cloud for mobile operators. And what I'm seeing right now with the blockchain is a major, major disruption from a technology standpoint. That goes, you know, the ICO, the Bitcoin goes to the roof is a separate thing. I'm a technologist. This is a major revolution. This distributed ledger changes the game, and it changes the way you can deliver content, for example, for television, killing the middleman. And if you think about live sports, you have three players. You have users that are currently cutting the cord because, you know, the price of getting a watching TV is so high. You have Netflix on one side, and then you have hundreds of channels that you don't care about, but you're paying a lot for it. And, you know, TV is not really social, and so there are a lot of issues there. And you have rights holders that are, you know, giving money to a lot of people in the middle. If you think about Juventus bundles it his game for Serie A. Serie A sells it to IMG. IMG will sell it to your mobile operator in Bolivia, and everyone will take a cut. And then they bundle it in hundreds of different channels. And I don't believe this idea of having a middleman in 3 or 4 layers will make sense. I believe the future of television will go through the blockchain and will be the user paying directly for the content it is interested in, from whoever has that content, so the right holder. In the case of sport, is going to come directly from the club or from the league.
Awesome. And could you briefly run through the roadmap that you have set out? Because I've seen it in the pitch deck, but if you'd be so kind to briefly run through that for the listeners out there.
Yeah, so what we're building is we call it a Netflix of sport. It's a television on a blockchain or a talking TV. The first step is really trying to kill the middleman and make sure that our partners, so the first player here will be the club that we know, that we work with, will have the ability to deliver content to the end user directly without middleman. And this content, if you are a football club today, you don't have the rights for the live streaming of your club, but at midnight, Real Madrid, Barcelona, Juventus have, for example, the right in Champions League to deliver the highlights. So if you're in China, that is at 6 a.m. If you're in the U.S., so on the West Coast, is at 2 p.m. So at that point, the club will be able to just package all their video content and deliver directly to you through our platform. So that's step one of the Talk TV video platform. And then the second step is to integrate third parties and allowing people that are inside this ecosystem to also not only use, since it's a blockchain, you have users paying for the content. So on one side, you have a token that allows you to acquire the right to watch a game or to watch a highlight or watch a subscription. And you have the DRM system that is built on a blockchain that removes the piracy problem. So you actually have only the people that have paid for it that can watch the content. And then on top of it, you start building third parties that can integrate into this platform. And third parties that can have features like social betting, where you can use your token not only to pay for to watch something, but also to bet against your friend on the result of a score or who scores first, which is very common for our users, we've seen. And then plugging the third player of our ecosystem, which are advertisers. If you are an advertiser today, you're moving away from TV because TV really doesn't give you any transactional element. You're moving your money into digital and mobile, and then you end up in the trap of working with Facebook and knowing that they have robots that are going to click on your highlights and you're going to, or your advertising, you're going to pay for clicks that don't exist. And so the blockchain solves that problem too. You have certified viewership of your commercial, and then you have certified clicking. And so at that point, and the roadmap, the last part of the roadmap is really opening up the platform way beyond our existing partners. So beyond the football club we have, we're going to have the other sports we have, which is basketball first and a lot of others that we're working on. And then allow anyone that has live content that wants to deliver directly to the user, allow them to do micropayments, allow them to talk over it. And so I build it as a social to just participate into the ecosystem.
Perfect. And with the current partners of the project, will it be optional for them to opt in to the decentralized offerings? I know you've got some very exciting names that are part of this. Is that optional for them to be part of the new offering? Or
yeah, you can't force anyone to do what makes sense. We're building this knowing that they have rights and they've been looking at ways to deliver this. Of course, football clubs don't have most of the technology. They're not technology platforms. They start defining themselves as media company rather than football clubs, which is very interesting. So they know they have the content, and we are providing them with the platform that will allow them to deliver their content to the tens of millions of fans they have. So our expectation is that one by one, we're going to move our existing partners and our existing users into this new platform, because that kind of content the club have right now is not monetized at all. And my belief is that down the road, they're going to be a major change in this space, where eventually they will also have the rights for the live streaming. They will realize they will make more money if they deliver that directly to the users. It's not going to happen tomorrow. It's not going to happen in the next 2-3 years. But 10 years from now, I see the change is completely collapsed. And I think that getting them on the platform is going to be a natural process of the delivery of what we have.
Perfect. And how do you envisage the ecosystem working? Will the advertisers be paying in the talk tokens? Will the users be paying in? I mean, how do you envisage that working?
So the talk, which is the token we're building, the company is called Talk TV, so it's actually pretty perfect for the space. The talk will be used by users to purchase the right to watch video, to play against other friends, to vote for content that is live. One of the things that a lot of money has been made on TV is vote for this, send an SMS to this. Of course, when you have a currency and a cryptocurrency, that makes it really easy. Allows the right holder to just receive the money. And then we have the advertiser come in and use tokens as well to either pay the right holder for the right to have the commercial on their content, or even pay the user to watch a some content for free because they're part of the advertising. So the token is going to be the entire currency for the entire system that goes from the user to right holder to the advertisers and back, and also traded between users when it comes to social betting.
Awesome. And at the minute, how many users do you currently have using using your software?
So we have about 25 million users using TalkTV. We're adding almost 1 million a month. we're definitely accelerating because we're adding more clubs. And, you know, we just launched in basketball. We launched with the Clippers recently. So we are on the official platform of the NBA. So we expect to, which is the same platform that hosts, 23 of the NBA teams. And so we are live with one, and it's fairly natural to expect that we're going to get more. Our business model right now is built on advertising, and it's built on revenue share with the football club. So what we're doing is just an extension of what we've been doing for the last 5 years.
And if I was to go on the app, which I have done, and do I need to sign up? Or if I have a mobile phone, I already have an account. I mean, how does that work? Does it go into my contacts and it links up through there? I mean, how do I connect to my friends?
So the first thing is single sign-on with Facebook. So what we do is that if you sign up with Facebook, we're going to find your friends in Facebook that are using the same app. So if you're a Real Madrid fan, you sign up, you're going to find all your friends that are also Real Madrid fans that have the Real Madrid app. Since the user are in our database and we have one system, so if you're a Barcelona fan and you have a Real Madrid fan, and I know they will a friend, and they, and, you know, you ask any Barcelona fan, they say they don't know anybody who cheers for Real Madrid and vice versa, but it's not true. You are actually going to see them in the platform as well. You're going to be able to do trash talking between the clubs. During the Clásico, which is, you know, by far our biggest event, there is quite a bit of interesting debate going on through friends that know each other. But so the part of the game for us is really to build this social network in the easiest way. Another thing we do, we match your address book with what we have in the cloud, so sort of what WhatsApp does. So if there are people in the system that already use the platform that are friends of yours, and you have them in the address book, you're going to see them. And then you can invite people you don't know, or you know they are on the platform, but you might not have their email or phone number.
Gotcha. And have you participated in the trash talking via TalkTV?
Yeah, that's really. I built the perfect company for myself. But when I don't work, I'm watching sports on TV. At this point, it's very hard for me to understand when I'm actually working or where I'm not.
Especially when the game's on, huh?
Exactly.
Awesome. And would you be so kind to outline some of the details of the upcoming ICO?
So part of the, you know, for this television on a blockchain, what TalkTV wants to do is to build the infrastructure. So we decided to start a process, and the process started with the pre-sale of an ICO that we expect to have in spring of 2018. And so we are doing a pre-sale right now to raise capital that will allow us to actually deliver the first version of the token television in spring. And the first version, as I said, is going to be only users watching content coming from our partners. So what we're doing as we speak is the pre-sale, where it's a private pre-sale only for accredited investors as a security, because there is no token right now. And so the goal that we have is to raise $3 million in the pre-sale. And the plan is to raise $30 million for the ICO in this spring.
Awesome. Is $30 million the hard cap, or is that what you're planning to raise?
This is what we're planning to raise, which will be the hard cap. This is a planning. We're 7 months away, 6 months away, so it's a bit early. The pre-sale is the $3 million we do right now. There'll be two tranches. The first tranche has a 50% discount and is for the first $1 million. And then the second tranche has a 25% discount and is for the other $2 million. So our goal is to close the first tranche by the end of the year, if possible.
Awesome. And just out of interest, I mean, how do you see the token going up in value? Is it by the users using it? Is it by the advertisers? You know, is it about the ecosystem adopting it? Is that how it accrues value, or is there another way that I've kind of missed there?
Yeah, I wouldn't, you know, speculate on the value of the token. That makes it clearly a security in my mind. I would rather focus on how do I think the platform acquires value and grows in value, and it's very a link to the amount of users there are on the platform and the amount of transactions that are done inside the platform. That's how, you know, in general, if you think about the value of something, the more transactions there are, the higher the price goes. The higher the valuation of the platform itself grows. So our game is, as we've done over the years to get to 25 million users, we're going to try to do the same thing, starting with the first 25 million. So it's a good size. And if you put together Barcelona, Real Madrid, Juventus, Paris Saint-Germain, Tottenham, Serie A, Serie B, or the Chinese apps we have, I mean, you have a billion potential fans out there that could jump on this. So the game is to launch a club after another and then acquire through them, not me. I don't have to do marketing. The marketing will be done by the club. Acquire users, and the more users that come in, the more people that buy token to watch something and play with it, the higher the number of transactions will come. And so the value of the platform at the end, it's very similar to the Metcalfe law, is you know, the square of the number of the users that are part of it. And that's how the network usually happen to be valued. And so we believe that the more people we bring in, the more transactions we bring in, the more value the platform will acquire.
Perfect. And I know at the minute the crypto crowd, the SVK crypto crowd, is building interest with Talk TV. But how do listeners participate if they, you know, A, an accredited investor, have previous experience investing in pre-stage ICOs? How do they move forward with this? Is there something that they can go and register their interest? Is there a white paper yet? Or whitelist, sorry? How do they move forward?
So right now we're keeping this very private. So it's just that, you know, one of the person of SVK Crypto is a friend of one of our top managers. It's actually based here in London. So it happens to be a process that I would recommend to go through SVK rather than go directly to us. So if someone is interested, should contact you. We're trying to keep some room for SVK for the pre-sale. There is way more interest for this than the room that, you know, the amount that we have, to be honest. I mean, it's a super hot market. It's a company that exists, has big players behind. It's if you want, as a team that has built companies before, that has been around, we have China, which is big. We have Jeff Slack, which was the CEO of Inter Milan, and was the right guy running football for IMG based here in London. So people that know the football market, I've, you know, run companies, raised a considerable amount of money, and built also the largest open source project in mobile. So I know community. So I think the way we're positioning this is that it is sort of a second wave, the blockchain companies. I mean, the first one was two kids and a white paper. I've been through bubbles. I was in Silicon Valley in 99. So if one thing I want to say for the people that are listening is that this feels like back then. And there's nothing wrong.
What year would you say it feels like, just out of interest?
Sorry?
What year would you say it feels like? Does it feel like 93?
So this is actually a good thing. I think it feels more like 95, 96. So we're two years away from the peak, maybe a year. Definitely all the waves are getting shorter. What I want to say is that I was there in 99. I was there in 2001. Out of that period of time, which was an enormous change, you get Google and Amazon. So, but you get also a lot of stuff that is collapsed. And when I look at a lot of these ICOs, a lot of people, they're jumping this and doing an ICO in 30 days. I just see a lot of tokens that will be worth zero. So if I might suggest is just at this point to be a little bit more careful, try to find real business that you understand with people that have done it before. You know, if they have gray hair, I don't think that's a bad idea. And so, because I think some of the existing business that get tokenized will be will be successful for definition. I have no doubt in my mind there will be one company that will run television on a blockchain. And, you know, of course, I'm biased, but I believe that to be TalkTV.
Perfect. And lastly, while we have you on the show, Fabrizio, is there anything you'd like to share exclusively with the SVK crypto listeners out there?
Well, one thing that is really that, you know, I haven't given any podcast to anybody, and this is actually my first time.
Hopefully not your last as well.
Yeah, but this is the first one. So I will not say this is exclusive because I'm probably going to talk more about this. But it happened to be that I had to fly in from Silicon Valley a couple of days ago, gave this presentation last night in London, flying back today. I think as an exclusive, more than exclusive, I would say this is a really first peek view on a project that I really believe in. And I definitely will talk about this in the next 6 months while we go from this pre-sale, which is a unique opportunity and it's as a short window. So if someone is interested, they should jump now and then have the opportunity then to talk a little bit more in the spring when we actually will open it up to more people.
Perfect. And for all the listeners out there, we're going to be sending an email out today with more information on TalkTV and how to get involved via the SVK Crypto Crowd. Thank you once again, Fabrizio, for making it on the show. And we look forward to catching up maybe close to the ICO or just after and having an update on how everything's going.
Thanks, Charles. I really appreciate your time.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Ciao.
I want to say thank you once again for Fabrizio making it onto the show. If you liked the idea of TalkTV, please feel free to get in touch via myself and the Crypto Crowd. The email to reach me on is cstory@svkcrypto.com. Remember to like, subscribe, and tweet us. Have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow. Here's a quick message brought to you by our sponsor, the SVK Crypto Crowd, the UK's number one crowd investment club. The SVK Crypto Crowd is a community of like-minded cryptocurrency investors and enthusiasts. Leveraging the power of the group, the SVK Crypto Crowd aggregates investor interest to negotiate more favorable terms with up-and-coming ICOs. Benefit from the exclusive pre-negotiated discounts unavailable to the public. Access the inside track on the most exciting up-and-coming ICOs. To join the exclusive members club, email myself at cstory@svkcrypto.com, which is cstory@svkcrypto.com. When emailing myself, please have the email subject Crypto Crowd. Once I receive that, I'll send you all the information needed on the crowd and how to get signed up. On top of this, I'm going to add in an exclusive preview of the next deal the crowd is looking at. So what are you waiting for? Email myself, sign up now.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.